The question was asked. Does a ger have to say the blessing? Should a ger say the blessing of Shalos Anigoy? And what do we find with regards to Bikurim that Rashi seems to say that a ger cannot make the declaration, the land which you gave my forefathers? So this question was actually posed by a man named Ovadia, who was a ger. And he sent this question to the Rambam. And the Rambam wrote a famous letter to Rabbi Ovadia Hager, which is relevant in Halacha. But long before Rabbi Ovadia the Ger asked the question to the Rambam, the question was actually discussed in the Mishnayos. So when you open the Mishnah in Bikurim, it says the following. The following people bring Bikurim, but they don't read the parasha of Bikurim. A ger, a person who converted, brings the first fruits to the temple, but he doesn't read the parasha, because he cannot make the declaration, the land which you swore to our forefathers to give us. The Mishnah continues and says, when he davens quietly, because he can't say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu, our God and the God of our fathers, but rather he says in his Shmona Esrei, Elokei Avot Yisrael, the fathers, the God of the fathers of Israel, the patriarchs of Israel. And when he's in Shul, he says Elokei Avotechem, your father's God. That's the opinion in the Mishnah. The Gemara brings another opinion. And the Gemara rules not like this opinion. This is one opinion in the Mishnah. There's another opinion which says the ger brings Bikurim. And he does read over the Bikurim. And he does say the land you gave our forefathers, because when Hashem said to Avram, Ki av amon goyim netaticha, I've made you a father to the multitudes of nations. So then Hashem was saying, now you are the father of all gerim. And Rambam goes on in his letter to say, not only do we rule like this, but Rambam says, we are descendants of descendants of descendants of Avraham Avinu. The ger is the son of Avraham Avinu. When the ger gets called up to the aliyah, it's Ben Avraham. He doesn't have to go through all the generations. He has a direct connection. And that's how we rule. You could say, Elokein Elokei Avoteinu. Now, the question is, does the blessing of Shiloh Asani Goy fall under the same category? Because technically a person, Hashem, did not allow him to be born Jewish. He had to make his own journey. So there's a discussion in Halacha. There are opinions about whether Ger should say that blessing or not, because he chose the path. It would seem that the blessing of Shiloh Asani Goy is a blessing thanking Hashem for having been born into a Jewish family. The Ger doesn't have that. The Ger has the credit that he didn't have that. He overcame that challenge. So that's the question. Should he make that blessing or not? Others say no, he should still make the blessing. There is that discussion in Halacha, but generally that's a little different than the question in Bikurim, where we rule that a ger says the regular Shmona Esrei and the ger makes the blessings. That's the. I'm summarizing it. If you go online, so guys raised this question one night in my house when we used to live around the corner from here, and we learned the whole letter that night. We took out the letter of the Rambam to Rabbi Ovadia Ger, and we learned the whole letter. It's not a long letter. We divided it maybe into two recordings, and you could see Rambam's letter to Rabbi Ovadia Ger. It's all recorded. You could learn it. It's a short letter, a very interesting letter.